Text has a way of hiding valuable tones. Before you rely on using text message alone, pick up the phone to hear a tone. I was texting with one of my pitch publicity team members the other morning to check on her progress for the week. All seemed okay on text, but a little intuition made me call her, and I was so glad I did. The tone in her voice when she answered the phone immediately sounded defeated. I did not pick this up at all in her text message, so instead of grilling her about her progress with pitching, I paused to find out how she was doing and what was going on in her world instead. Talking things out with someone is an amazing elixir for stress. Literally just voicing our concerns aloud to someone who is willing to listen can help you dig yourself out of a rut. The pitch challenge today, check in occasionally with your team, family members, or friends verbally. It's hard to hide emotions with your voice, just like it's hard to read emotions on text or email. Text is super convenient, but I also find it can get you in a lot of trouble or hide major problems if you are using it more than you use your own voice. So pick up the phone and call someone you are concerned about today and get a real read on how they are feeling. Emojis on text may fool us, but the inflection in the voice is hard to hide.